Welcome to the Jason Rant Show, the Saturday after show edition. We're podcasting it, but we're also doing this live on Facebook video. And for the folks who are watching on the Facebook video, they will see that I am completely taking not just social distancing seriously, but I am covering my face in a mask. Now, it's possible that I'm also going to rob a bank or joining Antifa. I will say that I went earlier to the grocery store today. I went to Metropolitan Market. And when I stepped in with a full face mask on, they did think I was robbing them. So police were called and I was arrested. But here's the good news. In the city of Seattle, and really in King County, and really Washington State, they're not actually booking most misdemeanors. So I was immediately released. I didn't have to do any time in jail. So that's a good thing. Happy Saturday, everybody. I really do appreciate you joining us on the Facebook Live or listening on the podcast. I hope everyone's Saturday is a little less stressful than perhaps other parts of the week were, because I know a lot of people this week were kind of stressed out. Some of you were taken aback by the news that we are going to extend the stay-at-home period until May 4th. That is, of course, a long time for you to be out of work or out of the office working from home, a lot of time for your kids to be home. Kids are annoying, and they get in the way, and they're incredibly needy, kind of like, you know, me. But, you know, it's a little bit different. If you had me in the house for two whole weeks at this point, things would not be going well. I watched some of the press briefing today from the president. I chose not to spend that much time on it because I didn't want my weekend to be completely ruined with just the nastiness coming from the reporters. It wasn't particularly punchy, let's say, like it was on Friday. Friday was especially punchy, and I thought that was unnecessary, and it kind of put me in a little bit of a funk, because it's like, oh, come on, man. All of us right now, we are trying to stay united. We're trying to support one another. We're trying to get through this public health crisis together, and yet you've got a bunch of dummies over at CNN and CBS News trying to bring everyone down. And so that just felt completely unnecessary to me. And so today, because I didn't want to get into that funk, I chose not really to have the desire to watch the whole thing. I've got one problem, though, and I'm hoping some of you could maybe help me with it. This is more for the folks on the Facebook Live than on the podcast, but maybe this will get you guys to go back to the Facebook page to watch. How do I drink in a full mask? There's no place for me to drink my beverage, which is a Coke Zero, which I purchased a ton of. There's no way for me to drink it through the thingamajiggy. So it's possible that I'm going to die of starvation and dehydration and probably from not washing this mask before putting it on, and now I'm inhaling all the fumes. And I did note with some bit of irony that I purchased this, and in the bag it said it was made in China. So I'm only a little cautious about wearing this mask. It's also hard to breathe in. So today was a nice day, and I can't say that I've been out of the house outside of this morning when I went to Met Market. And I think it was out of the house for maybe 17 to 23 minutes, somewhere in between that. Not 20. I know most people would say, oh, I was out for about 20. No, I'll tell you, I was between 17 and 23 minutes. I think that that's a better number to put out there as a potential for how long I've was potentially exposed. And I have to say that it was very weird going into a grocery store. This is the first time I went to an actual grocery store during the coronavirus crisis. And I did note that there was a lot of tension in the Met market. Lots of people were tense. No one was talking to each other. There was very little eye contact. The staff members there were wearing masks, and I spoke to one of them 6 feet apart. Actually, I was about 4.5 feet apart, but she was wearing a mask. And I asked them when people were coming in. She goes, you know what? Friday mornings have been exceptionally busy for some reason. She goes, it's not busy until all of a sudden it's busy and it feels like everyone shows up at once. And it's not necessarily that consistent. So there's that bit of knowledge. I went into the cleaning supplies. There were about 2 rolls of toilet paper left. There was 4 Clorox bleach wipes left. And the limit was 2. But the food supply, all that stuff, was what it normally was. I bought grapes, and I washed the grapes with bleach to make sure that it didn't have any coronavirus on it. That was not a good idea, so I threw away the grapes. Make sure you're not washing your fruit or any of your food in anything like bleach. That's not a good idea. I'm kidding. I didn't do that. We talked about it on the show. They had the sneeze guards up at the grocer, like the checkout stand. So in case someone speaks or sneezes or coughs, there's a glass protection up in front of it. And they also had little markings on the floor that said that sort of separated everybody out by 6 feet. So you're supposed to wait here until you're ready. So I thought that was kind of interesting, but it was weird. It was just a weird tone. Even though no one was talking, it was just a weird sort of feeling being there. I can't really breathe with this mask on. I did buy quite a few groceries to get me through at least the next 2 weeks is my guess. Although some of it was just like lettuce, which I'm assuming is going to go bad if I don't eat it within a few days. So we'll see how that ends up going. I am kind of wondering how often folks are going to the grocery stores, mostly because I know that given that the grocery store is something that you're allowed to do, and they've asked you to cut down on your runs to the grocery stores, mostly because since you're allowed to do it, people are going out of the house, going grocery shopping more often, only because they need to get out of the house. They feel like they're getting stuffed in the house. So we'll see. Michelle says, don't you think once there's drugs proven to work for coronavirus that we can get quote unquote back to normal? Yes. The problem is if the drug doesn't already exist, let's say hydroxychloroquine doesn't exist or doesn't work, it will take about a year to get to that point. So to get to a vaccine, and that's a long time to not be at normal. So I'm hopeful that the hydroxychloroquine will work just based on the anecdotal support from doctors and healthcare professionals, but we'll see. Hopefully, we'll just be able to flatten the curve and we'll get to a better place. But we'll see. Tiffany said she went to Costco today and it was just strange. We're good for a while, though, so staying home for a while. That's smart. Stay home. I know it's tough being home, but that's why we're doing these daily video chats with you, is so we can all, you know, chat about the struggles a little bit together, but also have some connection with each other. So, you know, stay home. It's not good to go out. The sooner we get this over with, the sooner we can get back to normal. So the more people who go out, the more people who disobey, the worse it's going to be for absolutely everyone. I do not need a welfare check call from the SPD. I'm doing quite well. I will say that I cried today 4 times, but only because I have this knot in my back, like under my shoulder blade, and I got a ball. It's not a tennis ball. It's a massage ball, so it's significantly firmer, to do some touch point therapy, and I was laying into it while stretching, and it hurt so much. I literally wanted to cry. And I think I'm getting the knots in my back because I'm not even walking, basically. I'm sitting down on my couch or in my bed all day or at this desk all day. And it's just, it's hard to move, you know, all my stuff. And so one little move, I tweak it and it hurts. So yesterday I asked people to consider movies that they recommend for people to watch during all of this. I also said on air that music is kind of important to me. And so today I thought we would go through some of what's on my list. I can't play any of the music because Facebook will mute it. It would play on the podcast, but it's not worth the hassle. So what I'll recommend is an album called Silhouettes by the band Aquilo, Aquilo. I recommend that album. It's very, very, very good. I recommend the new Borns album. It's called Blue Madonna. Borns, Borns. If you want to get an old school good album, let's go with... Ooh, this is good. Breathe Carolina. The album Hell Is What You Make of It. But if you want like my best stuff, anything by Jake Bugg is outstanding. Anything by Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, Reliant K, George Ezra, those are the albums I recommend. I'm currently obsessed with Rex Orange County. I think that's a really, 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 really strong album. And of course, M83. So that's my music recommendations for the day. People can certainly put them in our chat room here during our Facebook Live. I just wanted to stop in and say a quick hello. It's going to be a little bit shorter than what we normally do, mostly because, you know, it's nice out and it's the middle of the day, and I kind of feel like people don't necessarily want to do a Facebook Live at this point. However, maybe later tonight I'll jump on and do another one. And if I'm being honest, I'm struggling to breathe through this mask that I'm wearing. And I don't know if I'll make it. I'm fine. Thank you guys so much. Hope everyone has a really good weekend. I will see you tomorrow on here for a quick hit again in the middle of the day. I have a big story planned for Monday. I gave a hint last night about just needing to confirm some stuff. Confirmed it. So we're going to go live with that on Monday. Probably actually tomorrow night. Mid-afternoon or so, we'll post it live at ktth.com. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Really do appreciate it. Third Eye Blind's first album is a very good one, Michelle. Have a wonderful Saturday. I will see you on Sunday. Goodbye.